Godly Sorrow by Dean Thornton. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. 2 Corinthians 7:10. I know that in my Christian walk that there will be times that I may struggle and be reluctant to come to the Lord. I also know that I need to look at the reasons why I have that hesitancy. Could it be something that I may not be doing? Or could it be a sin that I may feel ashamed about? Or could it be selfishness to wanting to handle it on my own? These are questions I really needed to ask myself. They aren't easy questions by any stretch, but if God can help me see what the issue is, then He could help provide the solution. I knew that I had to make that first step towards Him. Worry can quickly lead to anxiousness, which can lead to depression. And if there is anything that I'm doing in my life that God doesn't like, He will reveal that to me. And that's when I can go to Him and repent. The world may think that it has answers as well, but in reality, only leads to just adding more problems to the ones you already have and not really solving anything. In today's verse, the writer talks about having godly sorrows brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. God works in our hearts to soften them, which helps us see our wrongdoing, which makes us come to Him for repentance so we do not have regrets. When you are feeling something weighing heavily on your heart that causes you to be regretful, go to God in prayer and ask for forgiveness and guidance to resolve the issue. If you like this episode, please go ahead and hit the like or support the show button, and feel free to follow us by downloading the For My King, His Kingdom app in both the Apple and Google Play stores.